When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Pod save the Queen!
Hello and welcome back to Pod Save the Queen. I am your host Anne Gripper and we are here for a fashion special. As promised in last week's episode, as we wrapped up the Royal Tour, we wanted to get the gang back together to talk about Meghan's very different wardrobe for her trip to South Africa. But before we speak with Amber, Meghan and Zoe about all of the Duchess of Sussex's looks on her travels, we thought it would be interesting to hear from the designer behind one of the key looks from the tour. Over to Zoe.
Hello, so I am joined now by Hannah Lavery, who designed one of the dresses that Meghan wore on the second part of her tour. Hello.
Hi,
how are you?
Thanks for having me. Good.
And thank you very much for joining us. So Meghan wore one of your stunning kind of white shirt dresses during the trip. Can you tell us a little bit more about the outfit that she was wearing, please?
Yeah, it was a sort of calf length shirt dress that was quite loose fitting, quite casual, but based on like just a very classic shirt dress. And it was made out of tencel, which is quite a sustainable fabric that's often made out of wood pulp and often made out of eucalyptus trees from South Africa that are alien in South Africa. And the dress is a sort of light, sort of off-white, creamish colour.
Lovely. Yeah, it really was. She looked incredible in it. Well, she did for the entire tour, obviously, but she did love wearing this. Yes. So obviously you guys are based in Cape Town, which so she didn't wear it in Cape Town because she wore it kind of in the second half once Harry was back from his solo trip, but obviously based another South African company. So how did you find out that she was going to be wearing one of your dresses?
I was actually at a workshop in the middle of the day, running a workshop which is on sort of trying to hire new youth in Cape Town and Johannesburg, which was very relevant. And I was just sitting at the workshop and I presume that my shop manager was checking what she was wearing because she Meghan Markle had worn a couple of other designers in the days following up. So she'd worn a Pishalik piece of earrings and she'd worn a Nina Bosch earrings, which is other designers that we know. So I think that my shop manager and my shop in Parker's was keeping an eye out because she also runs my social media. And I got a message in the middle of the workshop with just a picture of a dress before anyone had said anything, before any announcement. And then we went into a flat panic to try and figure out whether or not it was the exact dress because we didn't want to make any major claims. It looked like our dress, but it's quite a classic piece. It's a white shirt dress. We didn't want to make any extreme claims without making sure. So we actually went back through our purchases our purchase history and saw that a few days before that there had been a purchase by somebody at royal.uk, which sort of
that's interesting. So it was only bought a few days before then?
It was a couple of days. I can't remember exactly. I think it might have been around a week or two before that it had been bought. But we sort of had to go back in the purchases. But honestly, that day was quite a mad day. I don't remember the exact date that it was purchased.
No, I can imagine. Okay, so what does it mean to you personally then to see someone like Meghan Markle wearing one of your dresses?
I think the incredible thing about having Meghan Markle wear it was that she was on this trip campaigning for and being involved in so many things that are so like important to me personally and to our brand, things that we've really been fighting for and really been trying to promote. Like she spent a lot of the time sort of really working with women and with the violence against the gender-based violence in South Africa at the moment. She was where she actually wore the where she actually wore our dress was to a meeting in a township with a group called Yes, which I was in a workshop that same day that she wore it, with the city of Cape Town, which is working with that exact NGO to try and promote companies like myself to employ people without any prior experience. So to try and create like a gap in the employment market where people aren't being able to get experience and then not being able to find jobs. So it was all, so for me personally, it was quite like an incredible time for her to be wearing it. Very similar sort of beliefs. It was just a very cool, it was a very cool time and a very cool person to have worn it.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
And so what was the reaction like once you'd kind of confirmed that it was your dress? What was the reaction you had like on social media and from customers and friends, I guess, as well?
It's been quite remarkable. It was quite a whirlwind. It sort of all happened quite quickly, and we, it's not something that has, not anything really quite similar ever has happened really before. So it really all took me quite by surprise how quickly word spread, how excited everybody was, how supportive everybody was. There was a lot of obviously local talk about what Megan was wearing and about how cool it was that she was wearing a lot of local designers. But the international exposure really took took me by surprise. And we didn't even have the dress online. I'm not sure if you saw, but we actually made that dress with overruns of fabric because we were trying to reduce waste in our factory. So we were trying to create new designs, to create newness in our range, but with leftover fabric from previous styles. So we had only, and we had posted about that dress by mistake, like without knowing, that same morning that she wore it. And we never really intended it to put online because we only had a limited run of them. But there was such a huge demand after she wore it that we had to put it online. And we almost sold out of them before we even got the imagery up.
Oh, really? So wow.
Yes.
That's incredible.
So it was all very exciting. Yeah.
So how many do you have, kind of how many of them did you, have you sold since? Do you know?
I don't know the exact amount, but I know that we had maybe around 20 that we had out in the world, and those sold out within the first few minutes of the announcement going on and us getting it online. And then we had, we found maybe about another 20 and we put those quickly online and those sold out. And then we've kept a few aside that we've had so many requests. But unfortunately, because it was this fabric that we were just because we were just trying to like obviously minimize waste in our fabric in our studio, we couldn't just like go and produce millions of them because they
defeats the point of it.
But it's been great. It's been people are sort of have been super responsive. People have been looking at the website. People have seen things. A lot. We've had a lot of interaction on our social media, and asking about the brand, asking about the fabric. So besides the sales, the general feedback has been amazing.
Oh, fantastic. So obviously the fact that the material was stuff that you've used to cut down on waste, that's one of the big things that you focus on, is it? I know that you kind of guys look at kind of local, slow fashion.
We try not to overproduce. So it's one of the things that we are always trying to find a balancing act on, is that we never want to be sitting with excessive waste at all. So we try and produce slowly and carefully, see what the response is from customers before we produce a lot at all. We always try and use natural fibers, or at least fibers that can biodegrade. So fibers that are made from sort of some natural tree pulp or... So even rayon will biodegrade, but not, we don't use any polyester or any synthetic fibers. And we have a very strong focus on trying to keep everything, as much of the production, as much of the sourcing of our product from South Africa and being sold within South Africa. It's obviously quite difficult with raw materials in South Africa, but all of our products are produced in South Africa. We try and make sure that there is quite a lot of openness with the process, so that people can come to our studio and see what we do and how we do it, and how the workers are treated and how everyone is treated in our factory. So the minimizing of waste, quite often for what we, the way that we do that in our brand in general, is to use similar fabrics for a lot of styles, so that if at any point anything doesn't work, we can sort of shift that fabric into another part of our range.
Fantastic. So obviously kind of really important issues and things that Harry and Meghan are really kind of pushed and things like that coming through there, aren't they? Kind of real, lots of shared interests, I think, with your kind of messaging.
Absolutely.
And theirs.
I mean, she was really here around the time. She was quite good before she even arrived. She was posting a lot of articles, I know, on her Instagram about the gender-based violence in South Africa that has had this huge upsurgence of protesting and trying to fight back a little bit. So she was already quite like in line with that. And then the fact that she is really on board with this youth employment initiative in Johannesburg is something that we really strongly believe in, and try and employ and upskill people in our local communities. So yeah, I think it's been very cool that there's been a lot of aligned beliefs.
Fantastic, lovely. Well, thank you.
And I think that she did really well with sort of wearing local designers, and also she was apparently she was like re-wearing clothes, so there was a lot of like it's a good sort of acknowledgement of the of similar beliefs that we have.
Yeah, definitely fantastic. So if anyone wants to find out any more about you guys, what you do and your products, how should they do that?
They can go onto our website, we're just hannahlavery.co.za, or on our Instagram, which is hannahlavery.sa.
Lovely. Well, thank you so much for chatting with us. We really appreciate it.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
A fashion special this week. I am your host, Anne Gripper, and I am joined by my three favourite fashion ladies back together again. It's been a little while. I can't remember when the last one was. It must have been when we did Meghan's pregnancy fashion.
It was.
Yeah. A while ago. So, I mean, Amber's been with us regularly.
Amber
Graffland, our style director. And then we are joined by our beauty aficionado and hair spotter extraordinaire, Zoe Cripps.
Yep. And spotter of the messy bun.
Oh, yes.
It's my official title.
Yeah, official. And Meghan Rees, our fellow fashion doyenne.
Hello.
So welcome back, ladies. We've missed you. It's nice to see you again.
It's nice to be here.
It is.
And I mean, there's a lot of outfits as ever to see from a royal tour, because once you have a royal tour, you have to have a fashion special afterwards. It is the rule on Pod Save the Queen. But it was a very, very different wardrobe this time. I was just, you know, looking back over the outfits preparing for this. It's just like, out of all of the official engagements, I think there was probably only about two outfits where there weren't buttons down the front.
Yeah.
So it was...
Or a belt.
Oh, yeah, there's the wrap dress, wrappy style. Okay, so, Amber, how does this fit into, like, Meghan's fashion story?
Well, we touched on it a little bit last time, didn't we, at the beginning of the tour and we did the podcast, the fact that it's very, very different to clothes that we've seen Meghan wearing before, but there's a really obvious reason for that. I mean, look at the country they've travelled to. She obviously really had to consider what message her clothes were going to be conveying. Arriving with a suitcase full of Dior and Givenchy was not going to work. We knew that. So it was always, how is she going to do this? It's definitely going to go down as the most sustainable royal tour wardrobe ever, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know that this is something that Meghan likes to do. On her last tour, she introduced, I think, you know, the world actually to some sustainable brands that we probably had never heard of. I don't know a person in the world who doesn't own a pair of Veya trainers now, thanks to her. And that's a brand that she made hugely popular. It's a French sustainable trainer brand for anyone who hasn't been listening to Pod Save the Queen.
I haven't got mine yet. And I still have to go to the
Christmas,
shops.
Christmas. Okay. They're on that list. Okay. So, yeah, it's something we've seen her do before, but she's definitely taken it to a new level for this tour. And I think the clothes have been very, very appropriate. It hasn't been about the clothes, actually, has it? It's been all about what they're there to do, about the message they're conveying. And I think actually, to a certain extent, it's really worked, because I think people are talking a lot more about what they've been saying.
And
right?
we have
it's not about, oh my God, look at that dress, weren't they amazing shoes?
Yeah. And if you are distressed that we are talking about dresses in this episode, then listen to the last one when we talked about all the important stuff that they did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then listen to the next episode where we will talk about more important stuff. But, you know, let us talk about the dresses for a week.
Yeah,
because
I mean, you can't escape it, because rightly or wrongly, whatever she wore was going to be interpreted. Everyone was going to talk about it. And so she had to be very, very careful, because obviously she has been criticised in the past for maybe spending a little bit too much on her wardrobe. Now, that's not something we can criticise her of this time, but it's about more than that. It's about we're looking for messages, aren't we? And we know that when the royals go on tour, and it's not just Meghan, it's Kate and the Queen and, you know, Diana before her, they use clothes to say certain things.
But people are interested in what they're wearing. And I think, like, for me, one of the things that Meghan has shown on this, you know, fine, some of the dresses are higher end than we would normally go by. You know, I mean, Archie was in his H&M, but Meghan was in a bit kind of higher end of the high street than your H&M. But a lot of the clothes, they were quite simple, but she made them look really stylish, which is infuriating. She looks so fashionable.
It was shapes people could wear. You could look at and wear yourself.
Mm. What was your big takeaway from it, Zoe?
I noticed the same. I'm not a fashion expert, but I did notice she'd got a lot simpler. I noticed a lot of cinching in of the waist.
Yep.
And I was wondering if that was to do more with her post-pregnancy body, or if she was just entering a different phase of how she wanted to style herself. But it did seem a lot more simpler. The hemline seemed a bit longer to me. Not in a bad way, it's just in a more simple way. And I just wondered if that
in
was
a
where,
modest
in
way.
A modest way, if that's where she wanted to go with her style now.
How about you, Meghan?
Yeah, she loves a trench dress, we can't deny.
Yeah.
And a lot of rewearing of things that she's worn in previous tours.
Which I think is great.
Yeah, which I think is great as well. And I saw that I think she spent about £4,000 this time on her tour wardrobe.
And some of that was pre-spent, probably on outfits that she had before.
And apparently last time, I think she did like over £100,000.
I mean, some of the outfits
massive
were £4,000 before. So not the whole wardrobe. So
she's
a dramatic
massively
difference.
Reined it in.
And I think, you know, so you're saying about the trench dress, which we've, you know, trench generally we see as a thing for her. I feel like the shirt dress is the one that's arrived on this tour.
Definitely.
And it's funny because, you know, the blue shirt dress that she wore on the first day, in fact, that was a rewear from Tonga, but it's not really something that I, you know, there were so many dresses on and different outfits, spectacular ones on that tour, that one probably went slightly under the radar. But then we've had the kind of one shirt dress after another to a certain extent on this trip,
and that was the brightest dress she's worn the whole entire tour, that on that first day.
Yeah, I feel like the colours are very tonal.
Very muted.
Kind of work for where she is.
I mean,
it's
completely.
Really very appropriate.
She looks respectful.
Yeah.
She looks amazing in that blue, though.
She does. It really suits her.
It's a really good colour for her. Have you got a favourite outfit from this tour?
I agree. I think I like that blue dress because I love seeing her in colour. But I loved her trench dresses as well. I feel like I might have to invest in one.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Old.
Sorry, have you got a fave?
It's so boring, but same as Meghan. I think it's because it was that splash of blue, the colour. I loved it. That was my favourite dress on her.
How about you, Amber?
I love the Club Monaco dress. I would have gone out and bought that had I been in the mood that day. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we were just talking before we came on air that about Amber was recently in New York and it was far too hot and she had to go into the first shop she saw to buy something that was more appropriate than the jeans that she was wearing.
Had there been a Club Monaco nearby.
So the Club Monaco
wasn't the first shop I saw.
Oh, shame. So the Club Monaco dress, that was the one for meeting Archbishop Tutu?
Yes.
So what did you like about that one?
I really like the fabric and the way it flowed. So often with the simple pieces that she wears, it's a lot of it is about the fabric and the fit. And I think the fit was spot on and I really like the way it just kind of flowed.
Yeah.
I actually really like the skirt that she wore for the, it was one of her private engagements, a private breakfast meeting. So it was a J. Crew pull-on flare sweater skirt, apparently, and it's sort of cream with sort of stripy,
zigzaggy, wasn't it?
Sort of navy highlights, which I just think it's quite fun somehow. Just smartens it up.
It's very elegant.
It's really elegant.
It's quite a Kate look, that one.
Yeah,
I looked at that and saw Kate in that.
Oh, no, I don't see Kate. And I think particularly because Meghan had the like tank style top with it, which I would never associate with Kate. But
she paired it differently.
Meghan was pretty stylish. And then the other one, which I really enjoyed, actually, was the outfit that she wore to the mosque when she was with the recycled nylon, partly because it was interesting. Like, it was an interesting colour. It was an interesting visit.
Is that the long Martin Grant dress?
No, that's no. The one from Australia.
Khaki.
Yeah, it's kind of khaki styled dress. And it's, I don't know, I think it's something about the colour somehow. It was memorable. I don't know whether it's necessarily, like, I really like the dress and I want to have it in my wardrobe. But for that, some of the pictures that came through for that were I just thought, worked really well. So mentioning the Martin Grant dress, which was the one that she wore in Australia.
Can I be really just that? I don't like this dress. I didn't like it the first time and I didn't like it the second time.
Completely agree. I do not like all the different waistbands.
No,
I think it's really unflattering.
On. Too many stripes. Yeah. It's too long. There's too much fabric. Yeah. Don't get it.
I didn't like it either.
No.
Interesting. Mm. Interesting. You mentioned earlier about her post-pregnancy body.
Yes.
And I think that I feel like that is actually something that is quite interesting on this tour, because she's worn two outfits. So there's the outfit that from Australia where she was newly pregnant when she wore it before. And then there's the outfit that she... Somebody appears to be doing some building work outside our studio. So
or knocking really loudly.
Do they not know we're talking about fashion here?
I know. I mean, this is far... Oh, there goes the hammer. I think Thor is in the house somewhere with this big old hammer. So apologies if you're getting a bit of bumping through on the sound. And then the other one is the trench dress that she wore on the final day.
Yeah.
Which she wore in July last year when she wasn't pregnant. So it's double-breasted. Yeah. Really kind of... You know, it is a trench coat without sleeves, essentially. Yeah. I quite like the asymmetry of it. So it's got kind of the real trench collar one side, but not the other. But you can, you know, you can tell that she is a woman who has had a baby. Like, she's bustier than she used to be.
Yeah.
You know, she's a different shape, and she's being herself, and she's just wearing the clothes, and it doesn't matter.
I love the fact that she hasn't felt the pressure to get in some kind of glam fitness squad and appear looking like, oh, I never had a baby. My body's not any different. Look at me. Here I go. Because it's just not real. No one's like that. And also, why feel the pressure? She's clearly enjoying being a mother. She's come back to work relatively quickly. This is a full-on tour. She's dealing with a newborn baby. She's dealing with heat. She's dealing with public opinion. There's lots going on here. That's not her priority, and I really love that.
Yeah, me too.
I loved it too. Mm-hmm. I was worried she'd bring out the pencil skirts and the heels.
And the kind of a sassy suits sassy, style.
Yeah, I was wondering if she'd do that, but she didn't, and I like that as well. I think it fit her vibe at the moment perfectly.
Mm. How did you feel like she kind of presented herself from a fashion and from a beauty point of view this time?
From a beauty point of view. You know what? It didn't look like it at first glance, but she was quite experimental with her beauty and her beauty looks. So she switched it up quite well.
I love it when Zoe gets into the detail.
Oh, like, I do.
She
yeah,
is forensic.
I am going into my notes.
Okay.
It's happening.
Come on.
So my favorite look, as well as being my favorite dress that she wore, the blue one. If you look closely at her eyes, she is wearing silver eyeliner.
What?
Wow.
Ooh, I know. It's shimmery. It's nice. It's pretty. And she hasn't tried to wear this before, really. She does quite muted tones. Mm. She plays up on the smoky effect if she wants to do something with her eyes. But I really like this pop of silver. I think she thought about it. I'm not sure why she wore that, but it's beautiful. Looked really good on her. And her hair. We have to talk about her hair.
Because we always have to talk about her hair.
Well, we do.
Hair's amazing.
Hair is Love incredible. It. Now, I read a story online and someone said, oh, I think she's been using volumizing spray. Now, it might be a little bit more than volumizing spray. I don't know. It seems to be a lot longer. It's a lot thicker. Could she be wearing some clip-in extensions? Could she be styling it differently? I'm not sure, but it looks incredible.
Could she just have not had time to go get it cut while she's looking after the baby?
Exactly. Having a child can make your hair grow as well because of the hormones, so maybe it's just grown a little bit.
Yeah, but sometimes after it falls out.
True.
When you've had the baby.
Yeah, and you have those little sticky parts at the front by your fringe. Yeah.
Oh, Zoe's making fierce face now. She's like, she clearly hates these.
I'm doing the moves. My sister had them. I've heard all about them. But very shiny hair, very glossy, very healthy looking. And I think it complemented her looks well as well. And it's also nice to see her with her hair down.
No messy buns, though, were there?
No messy buns. A very sleek bun, which she paired with a lovely black dress. I'm not sure the event she wore that for, but it was really beautiful.
Oh, yeah, the jumpsuit. With the jumpsuit.
The jumpsuit, yes. Sorry. It was the jumpsuit, yeah.
So, yeah, because she kind of seemed to either have her hair very simple and down, looking amazing, or up.
Yep.
Properly up, out of the way.
All out of the way, yeah. And before she's preferred to have some little loose tendrils, a little bit scruffier, but I wonder if that's also got to do with the heat.
I wondered that.
Is her hair prone to being a little bit puffy? Is having loose tendrils just going to look a little bit sweaty if you're in a hot country?
Yeah, she's dealing with the heat. It changes everything. Come
it
on.
Does, yeah, it does. So, yes, I think she looks amazing. I loved her hair.
And any other spots on the beauty front that you want to share with us?
Well, we have to talk about the hair flower.
Okay.
Yeah. A lovely hair flower, she was given a bouquet of flowers by a child and she decided to take, I think it was a chrysanthemum.
Chrysanthemum?
Yes, I cannot say that word. Yes. She took
one of the pretty flowers.
One of the pretty purple flowers. She took it and she put it in her hair and she wore it for the rest of the day, tucked behind her ear. Which I thought was a very nice touch.
Yeah, that's very cute.
Loose waves and a purple flower, which was very cute. And also, can we say there was another moment where Prince Harry came to the rescue with her hair? Did you spot it?
No. I'm inhaling because I like the sound of it. Tell me more.
Oh, it's so romantic. He was caught on film as well, adjusting her ponytail, smoothing it.
Aww.
Yeah, he came up behind her and smoothed her ponytail and arranged it.
Every woman needs a man like that.
We all need a Harry, don't we? To smooth our hair.
Goodness. I mean, we've got mushy in the last two episodes of this show, I think. It's just there.
Yep.
And I think, so one thing that I thought with her outfits, you know, the outfits are quite simple. So you're saying she's got the silver eyeliner, so maybe she's able to play it up a bit there. I thought she had a really fierce earring game going on.
Oh, yeah, she her did. Accessories.
Lots of jewellery by her friend, Jennifer Mayer, big collection, and also absence of blingy diamonds in being replaced by, I mean, not inexpensive jewellery. Actually, on some occasion, inexpensive jewellery because she's a big fan of Madewell, as
she
we
had
know.
Like some $8 earrings on.
Yeah, she had a pair of earrings from Madewell. She also wore a top from Madewell.
Yeah.
We know she's a big fan. So, yeah.
A couple of pairs of earrings from a South African designer as well called Patchouli.
And lots of turquoise going on, which is really
that's
suits her skin
Mayer.
Tone.
Yeah.
So did you clock the jewellery as soon as I mentioned the earrings? Like Megan was nodding over there.
And her beautiful turquoise ring that she wears in place of her engagement ring.
Yeah.
I've noticed.
Which was an interesting decision to choose to leave her engagement ring at home away from the photographers on this trip. Again, like that kind of toned down style. Because let's face
it,
her engagement ring
is to do
not
that.
Toned down.
Yeah.
The other thing I thought was interesting, and like this is my lesson from the tour for my shopping. So she had two lots of shoes where she'd kind of had the same style but in different colours.
Yeah.
So she had her Everlane Editor Slingback flats in like a kind of a nudie beigey cream colour and in a like that red persimmon colour, which was
really loved the red.
Yes. And it was great the way it kind of like lifted that another blue shirt dress. Navy blue. I mean very glamorous, a ritzy one. It's lovely. Yeah. But and having the red just kind of colour popped out.
Yep.
And then the other ones, her Manolos, darling, the black and blue suede
BBs.
Pumps. So, you know, I mean, I have funny shaped feet and I should...
Thanks for sharing that with everyone.
I'm confessing that to everyone. They're quite large and they're quite awkward. And actually what I should do is if I find a pair of shoes that fits me... Buy them in every colour. That is clearly the lesson for
Maybe
me.
Maybe she did that. They were comfy. She bought them in every colour.
Yeah. I mean,
they don't look very comfy though. No, those they look fabulous, but comfortable is not the word that springs to mind.
I know.
So yeah, and there was another. I think you clocked it. There was some interesting brown, sort of. Oh, what were they called? They were the. I think she had actually worn the
woven shoes, weren't they? Yeah.
They're called Brother. They're Huaraches. Is that how you say it?
I don't know.
They were like a sort of plaited leather shoe. She wasn't sure.
Yeah. Apparently she'd worn them at the polo before, so they were a rewear as well, maybe. But interesting. Are there brands that you think have been kind of winners from this tour that have been introduced to the global stage that we will see more from or hear more from? Because I mean, Madewell's not one that I was familiar with. I probably should have been. I mean, I always say I am the fashion pleb. That's why I invite my friends along to tell me what to do with my awkward feet.
Huge American brand, though. There's not a person in America that won't have heard of Madewell.
Right.
And we know that the first time we spotted her at Wimbledon, do you remember, she had the Madewell hat, and that made her appearance this year, this summer as well. So she's a big fan of the brand, and it's very affordable. I don't know. The Castanar wedges, I thought. I mean, I know that Kate's a huge fan. I like the fact that it's officially become a Royal Duchess shoe of choice.
Yep.
Other brands, well, there's nothing that new, is there? She didn't introduce lots of newness. She kind of tried to find, you know, sustainable, locally sourced designers that we hadn't heard of.
Yeah, so I think there's, how about you, Megan? Was there anyone that you were like, okay, this is these people are new and interesting?
Just the fact that she wore the black jumpsuit, which was Everlane, and she'd worn that on her Vogue shoot.
Yep.
So just the fact that she made the effort to bring that out.
Are you a fan of the jumpsuit?
I am. I really like that jumpsuit on her. I think she looks beautiful in it. And she clearly likes it because she's worn it on Vogue and then once again.
So is that three things that we saw on the tour that she'd worn before?
More. So there was the outfit that she wore Skyping in, which she'd worn for a polo match. In fact, the trench dress that she wore to meet Nelson Mandela's widow, she'd actually worn it to the opening of an exhibition about Nelson Mandela, which was a really nice touch.
Yeah.
That was a really nice touch. What else? I'm just looking back through my pictures as we do this, and we were talking about the trench dress before, but there's the other one, which is the Banana Republic one. So that was a new trench dress, but I think that was pretty. That's
the shortest thing we've seen her in a while, and it's still pretty respectful at knee length.
Although with the shirt dress, they do have to be quite long because of where the buttons are.
They inevitably
end up a little bit shorter. Where's the one that I thought was interesting? So the white shirt dress that she wore on the final day of the tour. That wasn't a rewear, but that was an interesting brand. So that was an ethical Cape Town label called Hannah Lavery. And I just thought it was that sort of the crisp, clean. I mean, we know she loves a white shirt.
She does, yeah.
And wears it well. And then that white shirt dress kind of fits in there really well as well. And for them to have an outing in the limelight. And the shirt dress is also a limited edition, the designer said on their Instagram stories, because it was made from leftover rolls of fabric.
I love that.
It's a nice story.
Which is a nice touch.
Was anyone expecting her to wear something from her collection? Or was that just
the
me?
Smart? Yeah, I was.
Yeah, I
really
was.
I was waiting to see. I thought she would take something as a show, but she didn't. She hasn't.
Yeah. Maybe she doesn't need. Well, like the thing's been a huge hit. But maybe she'll save it and
making a real conscious effort not to be seen to self-promote, maybe.
Yeah.
That's true. Very true. How do you feel like her style has... Do you think this style will stay with her? Or do you think we're going to be... Is this like a one-off on this tour?
I think this could be her tour style. I don't know what it will be like when she's back in the UK going to fancier events, whether she'll jazz it up a little bit more. But I think she'll continue to... dress this respectfully and this consciously when she's doing tours like this where she's visiting people of all sort of backgrounds. And I like that.
What do you reckon about it?
I think she's just had a baby and I think that will have affected a lot of the choices. I think you do dress differently. I think the fact that she's had to dress appropriately for the country that she's visiting, and obviously a lot of that is about not flaunting wealth.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of a no-brainer really. So I think two things have collided really on this tour. I think the fact that she's in a unique position, she's had a baby, and also she's dressing appropriately for where she is. I don't think this is the style that we're going to see moving forward.
No. I think she's savvy and very respectful. And I think, same as you, Amber, I think that those two collided to give her look and this one. I think she's got a classic style that will stay with her. I think she's cementing herself as almost like a classic icon. I can see it. I can see it happening.
And it's the return of the neutral palette as well. So we'll probably see that.
We're
going to see the colours and the styles again. I mean, she's going to be wearing trench dresses.
She will.
Forever and ever.
And ever. And hurrah. Hurrah for that as well.
As will Megan.
Yeah.
And Megan.
Megan and Megan.
Once you bought your trench dress. Yeah, need to clock one. And then send us a picture of it so we can share it with everybody. A little word for Harry. What did you make of his tour style? Anybody I think he looks.
Did anybody
really
look at Harry? Yes.
I mean,
just thinking that.
Well, no. So,
I think he was looking good. I think it's hard sometimes for men to nail that hot weather. Look, it's hard for women, but we can get away with wearing dresses. He's got to wear a a shirt. At certain times he had to wear a blazer as well. It's long trousers. Sweaty. It's hard. He's kind of he got it right.
I like his little light grey suit that he wore.
I think the fact that we didn't that he went wrong means he's got it right.
Yes. Agreed. That is,
no one spotted he did anything wrong.
That is the key for men's fashion. And he dealt with the ponytail situation.
What a prince.
Prince Charming.
So well done Harry. We might have to do another fashion special quite soon if we can, because Kate is off to Pakistan with Prince William, and I feel like there's been quite a lot of talk about how she's switched up her style a bit recently.
She was in a very colourful dress yesterday. Yeah. Teal. Didn't expect to see her in such a bright hue.
Yeah, there's a lot to say about Kate.
A lot to say about Kate. Hair's looking good as well.
Always. She's looking incredible. She's on the top of her game. It's going to be a good tour.
So it's going to be a good tour.
Okay. Well, since we're talking fashion, what would you like to see from Kate on the Pakistan tour?
A messy bun. Megan's left.
A trench dress. Tone. I don't actually want to see her in a trench dress. Lots of colours.
Yes.
And prints. Not that I hold much hope for her being in lots of prints, but some bright colours would look nice.
Kate does the colour well.
She does.
How about you, Amber?
There's going to be a pussy bow. We know there's going to be lots of midis. Yeah.
There'll be a wedge.
Nice to see her just pushing it a little bit further. I have high hopes. I think she will.
Interesting. Okay, well, you're on notice. Mm-hmm. We would like to invite you back very soon to talk all things Kate about her style switch up. But until then, and until next time,
God save the Queen!